right where you're supposed to be. You ain't make no mistake. You're now tuned in to I Am The Prize Podcast. I'm just the messenger, the biggest DJ Sham. And what you hear is what you get.
Welcome back to an all new episode of the I Am The Prize Podcast. So today I have a special guest, and I'm going to let her introduce herself. But before she introduces herself, I just want to talk about how I choose these topics and how I choose my guests, because a lot of people are always very interested in that. So I am very intentional about choosing guests and choosing topics that align with my guests, that align with a problem that I feel like is reoccurring just by looking at my social media platforms, and I can see what my followers, what my target audience is currently going through. So today our topic is about betting it all on yourself. You know, when you're in this new phase of entrepreneurship, or you're ready to step out on faith, and you really, you know, in your mind, you playing it small, and you don't really understand the sacrifices that a lot of business owners and new entrepreneurs make to make a dream come true. And that was like no better guest than this person, because I have literally witnessed her bet it all on herself and come out on top. So I'm gonna let her introduce herself for y'all and let y'all know all the things that she's involved in, so we can get into our topic, y'all.
Thank you, girl. So first, I really appreciate the invite. Super excited to be here. I am Amber Monet. You guys may know me as 901 Bay. I'm from Memphis, Tennessee. I ended up being in Jacksonville with the Navy, and it just felt like the next best place to plant some seeds and actually get something going outside of my small mind, small town. I just wanted something new, so the Navy brought me here. Very grateful for that. Serial entrepreneur at best. I'm the owner of Body Language Beauty Bar here in Jacksonville. We specialize in full body care, pretty much everything under aesthetics. I'm also a real estate agent. Shout out to Bear Realty, Inc., an amazing group of God-fearing, praying people that has been open and welcoming. So, yeah, that's just the tip of the iceberg for me. Honestly, that's my intro. It's a little bit. But, yeah, that's pretty much what it is for me. Business all the way around. From one thing to the next, I just never stop moving.
Yeah, girl, you like miss multiple streams, miss everything, miss get it by any means. Miss, I'm going to do what it takes to raise this baby.
Literally.
Listen, but I'm not mad at you. Listen, because a lot of people feel like they have to do things one way, and they have to be passionate about just one thing to get ahead in life or to make some money. And that's not true. Like, we can dibble and dabble until something sticks. And I encourage people to do that.
And, you know, that's something I struggled with for a while, just feeling like, oh, I got my hands in too many pots. And I listened to one of your podcasts before, when you touched on, you and your guests touched on just not feeling like, you know, that's possible. Being a jack of all trades, and, you know, it's like, you know, you feel like you can't accomplish much when you got your hands in a lot of pots. But it's been working for me, because I got all my fingers and toes and everything.
I can say it gets overwhelming, but the stuff that I'm involved in, like I tell people, I would never involve myself in something that I'm not 100% passionate about. And a lot of the things that I'm doing now are just stepping stones for what I plan to be doing on a larger scale, greater scale, eventually, like what my end goal is. But I'm not letting not having the money or not having the time or not having a team to accomplish the end goal stopped me from, you know, making strides towards that now.
Stepping stones, that's big for me. I feel like everything is a stepping stone, because what is the pinnacle? Like, what's the highest point? You don't really know. You know, we set one goal, but we set another one, and then we set another one. Especially when it's in you. When it's in you, you're gonna want more. Like, I fought tooth and nail to get to the Navy. I was like, I gotta get out. I was in the trenches. Like, I was 17. I had just had my baby. I was like, I cannot keep doing this. I'm making $5 at Foot Locker. Like, I'm a full-time student. I can barely pay my bills, and I can barely feed her. And I mean, with no assistance at all. So I prayed and prayed. And I was like, oh, if I could just get in the Navy. And it finally happened. I finally made it. And I was like, okay, this cool. But like, now I got to set some more goals. So that was a stepping stone for me. I feel like the Navy, it did it for me. Like, it was a big hurdle. It was a lot to overcome. I had to give up custody of my daughter to join. So that was like the biggest sacrifice I ever made entering into something new, entering into new adventures. It was a lot. And I was
you're like, not wrong for that, girl. Like, I'm planning to go to law school. I got two kids. Like, I'm ready. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. we make sacrifices to take care of our kids. And my mama, like, thank God for a strong support system. But my mama is ready for me to, like, sign over my rights. So if I got to move away to go to school, like, that first year, I can focus on only school.
Yes.
And my kids be back in Jacksonville. Like, I'm glad you said it, because people don't talk about those type of sacrifices enough. Yeah. Or people look down on it. You know, when you chasing a dream, and they think, like, oh, why you ain't got custody of your kids? Or why this? Why yes. that? It's like, hey, baby, you don't understand. This vision was for me. My support system is yeah. for me. It's not for you to understand. And I'm going to mm-hmm. do what I got to do to make myself happy and make myself successful. Point blank, period.
Yep. And everybody don't know what that end goal is for you. Like, everybody don't know. Like you said, everybody don't know the sacrifices you put in. Like, it's hard. It's hard. You got to sacrifice time. You got to sacrifice your friendships. You got to sacrifice the flesh. Like, you have to sacrifice everything, and you have to be
your mental health. Like, yes. when I tell you, entrepreneurship is a whole spiritual journey. Like, I can see myself growing every single day as an entrepreneur, or I see myself, you know, like, I feel like I got all these boundaries established, and I realize, well, maybe this is not the right boundary for this mm-hmm. situation. Or we just overcome so much. Like, we overcome the guilt of, I feel like I should be here, but I'm not where I feel like I'm supposed to be yet. Or that yeah. the imposter syndrome, where we don't feel like we belong in certain spaces. Or we overcome, like, that envy of other successful people because we feel like we're supposed to be where they are. And I tell people all the time, before you feel like you're supposed to be where someone else is, just ask yourself, with everything you have going on in your life, personally, professionally, financially, emotionally, mentally, could you handle the magnitude or the scale that other person that you envy are really on?
Mm-hmm.
And are, like, could you financially handle that, mentally handle yep. that? Like,
yep. And are you ready? Like, are you ready? I feel like a lot of stuff is divine timing, because if half of the things I've been able to accomplish, or the opportunities I've been given, if I had been given those opportunities even 3 years ago, even five, 10 years ago, I probably would have fumbled.
Mm-hmm, I probably would have fumbled,
because I was not ready. I look back on a lot of situations like, yeah, divine timing. Like, it's okay yeah. for you to wait on your time, but you got to be ready. You got to be prepared for the opportunity. And it was many times where I had opportunities in my face, like, hand out, here you go, take this, and I couldn't even play with them. Like, I can't yeah. even play with you because I'm not ready. I haven't prepared. So, like, I'm, like you said, every day growing, trying to figure out what's the next best move. Am I doing everything I possibly can do today, right now?
Yeah. So I want to talk about sacrifices that you have made, you know, just to achieve a dream that no one else can see, like, just to, you know, make a vision come to life that only you and God really know about or understand. And it could be small, it could be big, because I got some huge ones that's probably going to blow some people's minds of stuff I done gave up or went through. But, you know, I'm going to let you go first and, you know,
I can't wait to hear yours. but I feel like to date, and taking into account the economy and where we are, I believe that my biggest sacrifice was selling my house. Last year, just recently, I sold my house and I made a really good profit. I made six figures on it. I didn't invest a dime into it. So it's like, you know, I was getting a lot of pushback, like, don't sell your house. All you got to do is this. Like, but I was in a place where I know where I'm trying to get to and I know what I'm trying to do. And this needs to be done for me. So one, I made a big step to not listen to what everybody else had to say. I did go to people. I talked to a few people, mentors, people that I know have bought and sold. And I pretty much got the same feedback. You know, don't sell or try to do this or try to do this, and not knowing what place I'm in and where I've tried everything. Like, I've exhausted all of my options. So I sold my house and I invested into my business. And for a while I was like, damn, you know, I did that and I'm not seeing the results. I'm not seeing the return on the investment that I made. Mm-hmm. And so much more has happened for me outside of what I planned to happen for my business. It's ridiculous. So that was the biggest sacrifice currently as far as business goes. I sold my house.
Yeah, that's big. Like, you talk like it's small. Like, you literally sold your whole house where you provide for you and your daughter, where you lay your head at, to chase a dream. Like, people work hard to become homeowners. Half of us listening don't even own a home. We working towards it, or we kind of scared to take that leap of faith. Don't even know the first place to start, and you gave that up to make a dream come to fruition,
with uncertainty.
Yes, and then it was this, like, that area or that phase of stillness where you really wasn't sure if this was worth it. How long was that where you felt like you weren't really seeing the return on investment, where you was like, dang, was this really worth it? Like, how long was that? Because I know it was scary. Like, I know you was like, oh my God.
I am a big numbers person, so I knew the time. As far as selling my house, it was either then or I wasn't going to make the profit. So it was like a do or die because of the market change in real estate. So I was like, I'm fighting the numbers on this side. And I'm also fighting the numbers on people are not consuming. People are uncertain with consuming these days. So I was like everybody else in the world right now, guessing and trying to calculate and just trying to figure out where is the economy going. And we hit a standstill. After I sold my home, I got way less bookings than I did before. And I was like, dang, like, I got less bookings. I sold my house in August. I would say by November, I was feeling it. I was like, oh, okay, because I spent 20 here, I spent 10 here, I spent 5 here, and I mean good investments in marketing and promo and, girl, everything you can name, I did. Like, did a little bit of renovations to the shop, and it was at a standstill, but I kept my faith. You know, I was like, it's already done. I'm not looking back. I'm looking forward. So what can I do to capitalize off of what I already have done? What can I do to bring in more business in all of my ventures and not just focus on one place? And it started to work because I opened up my mind and I didn't feel like, oh, you know, that didn't work. I have to keep moving forward. You have to keep moving forward no matter what. I don't care if it's, you know, like budgeting. If you budget in $20, if you only have $20, you got a budget. You got a forecast. Like, if it's $200,000, you have to budget. So you have to look forward no matter how small or big those accomplishments or setbacks look. You have to keep going. And I think that's what kept me in the fight, to not feel like, dang, you know, that was really a loss. Or it wasn't, in hindsight. My business in other areas, like real estate and now consulting, thanks to you and just people like you that I look up to. Like, I really look up to people like you that's all about being informative, all about everything, pretty much everything that you stand for. If they listening right now, they already know what you stand for. Right. And it's like looking up to, you know, you guys and knowing, like, it's so much information to be given. It's so much information to be taken in. And I capitalized off of that alone, and that business venture for me is going very well. And real estate is going good. I'm getting my feet wet, so that's exciting. But yeah, I feel like it's perspective, honestly, how you look at it. I don't really know if it's a loss, because I'm great. You know, I went through hell and hot water doing that, And I started to feel like it was a spiral, like, okay, you made a bad decision, but I had to keep my mind in a certain place. And that place was knowing that I have to get to the next level, no matter what I'm sitting at, no matter what my bank account is sitting at, no matter, like, that's whether you up or down. That was my way of just knowing, like, it's not my first rodeo. It's not my first rodeo. Like, it's been worse. So use what you have and keep moving. And that was how I got over that. That was how I got past making that sacrifice and not seeing results immediately. It's going to happen. It was not my first sacrifice, and it probably won't be my last. So,
Amber, I got chills listening to you because I talk to entrepreneurs every day, all day.
Mm-hmm.
Like, literally talking to entrepreneurs is my whole entire life. Talking about business in my life, I can talk about business in my sleep. It's literally my superpower. Like, it is, like, doing good business is my superpower. Like, mm-hmm. helping people make money is my superpower, and I stand on that. And what sets you apart from a lot of entrepreneurs, and I hope listening to this episode today will help them, like, shift their perspective about, you know, taking losses, and instead of considering it a loss, it's a lesson. Mm-hmm. It's just the fact that you betted your whole entire house, like your livelihood,
yeah,
on yourself. And there are people who will make a $500 investment in probably like a flyer or a website, and they get scammed, and now they mad at the world. They don't want to run their business. They want to give up because they took that loss. Now, not saying that's not significant, because you know, in this economy, ain't nobody rich and balling. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like,
everybody hurting right now. Mm-hmm. However, a loss on the scale or a investment on the scale that you made and you still had faith, like, that's really what the key to entrepreneurship is. Like, there's not a business that don't take a loss. There's not a human in this world who have not been, like, on the top and won't see rock bottom. Like, that's just inevitable. Like, what goes up must come down. Like, and I'm real big on, like, universal laws, and the fact that you kept sowing seeds. Like, you didn't stop. Like, you didn't give up your business. You didn't stop pushing yourself. If one thing didn't work out, you went and tried something different. And even still to this day, like, in that period of, like, uncertainty and, like, stillness, you kept going. A lot of people don't do that.
Yeah, it's hard. You got to get over the mental, because I think what keeps me going at the end of the day is knowing I don't want to be 60, 70. I don't want to be at any point, even now. I don't want to be at any age like I should have. I wish I would have, or I could have, because you cannot go back. That's it for me. Like, that's my motto. I cannot go back into time, and time is literally all we have. Time is priceless. So knowing that I don't have much room for mistakes. I have to, and not the same mistakes, because we're gonna get back up. We're gonna get back up, but. Falling is easy, because you're gonna get a lot of no's. You're gonna get a lot of I'm sorry, we're not gonna be able to work with you, or you know, your application was denied. Going back in and fixing what needs to be fixed and what you didn't have,
mm-hmm.
that's the hard part. Getting back up is the hard part, and applying yourself again and reapplying, because it's you gotta block out that the negativity that we feed ourselves. We got to block out the doubt, the self-doubt, you know, the self-consciousness of, like you said, imposter syndrome. Oh, I might not, maybe I'm not supposed to be here. Maybe, no, you can't, the thoughts you feed yourself is what you're going to act on. And I try my best to stay out of those places, because we human, we all get that type of energy sometime, but blocking that out and knowing where you're trying to go, and not letting anything or anybody get in your way. It's not really everybody's roadmap, not going to be a roadmap. It's like your way. I love what you're doing and how you're doing it. And I would love to have a platform as big as yours one day, but I know that it got to come at a cost of what I'm going to apply myself. It's mm-hmm. going to come at a cost of, you know, what my work. I'm going to have to work for it. I'm going to have to find my own way to do it. Even though I follow people like you very closely, even if it's in social media or just staying connected, i.e. mentors, even if you see them, you know, even if you don't see them, you don't talk to them every day. I follow people like you closely because you need people to look up to, need people to show you that it's possible. And right. I feel like you give that to a lot of entrepreneurs. Like, that's why I really be, got me on your coattail. What? I need a coattail real bad. But it's because it's needed, and it's rare. So having positive, just keeping positive, everything need to be positive. Even when your bank account negative, everything else need to be positive. Like, period. In any space, even if your clientele, percentage of clientele is declined by -5, it don't matter. Everything mm-hmm. else needs to be positive, because you can't feed that energy, and you have to give your dream and your aspirations and your goals what it needs to thrive. And you can't look back. So I can't look back on all the things that, happened, or things that didn't go how I wanted it to go, or like, oh, I should have, or I could have, or I would have, I can't do that. I don't look back.
Right. So if honestly, like, what you, well, first of all, thank you for all the sweet words. You just made me smile. I'm blushing. My face hurts.
You need those flowers. You need them.
Right.
While you're here and breathing.
Thank you. But one thing I will tell people, like, a lot of people, you know, if I had to put into simple terms, like, who I am, what I do, what I sell, if you think of I Am the Prize, the brand, the nonprofit with the teenagers, mm-hmm. Manifest No Mimosas, the event, honestly, I'm really selling self-esteem. I'm really selling I want you to believe in yourself. Like, bringing, I want you to have more confidence. I want you to, you know, own your superpower and who you are. And like, even though it sounds so simple, what I'm doing is like a game changer. Like, it's changing the world. My platform, like, I have people who are like diehard, you know, all about, you know, Tia Coleman and the brand, because I help them unlock something, you know, that they didn't believe that they had, or they didn't think it was anything special, and it is.
Yeah, and I mentioned that at the last Manifesting Over Mimosa 2022. I mentioned that when I was speaking. I really did mean when I said the December before 2021, I had just found out about you maybe months before that. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know, like I was saying, I thought I knew who was to know. But when you shift your mind and you like, okay, let me go and see what this event is about. I just got a ticket and I was like, okay, I'm gonna show up and I'm gonna see. But it really changed a lot for me, because everybody in that room was in the room for the same reason. And no matter what your business is or what you have going on, it's like, it brings out, okay, it's a lot more people doing what I'm doing right now. It may be a different business, it may be a different venture, but we're trying to figure out something, you know. And I went, like I said, I didn't know exactly what I was going to get out of going, but he was like, well, we're going to open the floor up for questions. I was the first person to pop up in 2021. Like, yeah, I just want to know, like, you know, just talking. Like, I just, you feel heard and you feel seen. And no matter what type of business, what type of level, you feel like you can relate to everybody in there. And it's like, it's kind of like indescribable, but it really made me look at myself like, okay, what are you not doing? What are you... Like, it's different levels in here. It's different entrepreneurs, it's different shades, everything is different, but everybody is here for something. And I need to take out of this event and this time with all of these people what I can. Mm-hmm. And I dedicated that next year to bettering how I was, you know, we spoke earlier, carrying myself in my business, how I was presenting myself with a lot of things. It had to start within. Like, I had to change a lot of stuff that I was doing. Even though a lot of people see me as like, you know, I'm like, you know, what people see, like, you on your business, you doing this, you doing that, you got it going on, but it was a lot. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I have evolved in a year. Mm-hmm. I evolved in that year and a half. And I mean, it's been 6 months since the last Manifesting Over Mimosas, and I've been back to the drawing board. You know, right now I'm not on social media. A lot of people not seeing me. It's because I got to go back to the drawing board, and You gotta keep going. You have to.
You never gonna stop going back to the drawing board. Like,
you have to.
You're not a true business owner if you're not constantly at the drawing board trying to figure out, how can I be better? How can I make more money? Something gotta change. Like, there's never, like, we talked about, you said something earlier about like an end goal. And mm-hmm. I feel like the finish line gonna always get further and further. Like,
yes,
if you don't change your mindset from, oh, the white man pushing the finish line further and further, then you don't really have a hustler spirit. Mm-hmm. Because I don't mind the finish line getting further and further because I don't ever want to cap out. Like, I don't ever want to feel like it's not placed a limit on my life or I gotta, this is it. This is where it all ends. Like, no, like, yeah. I look at myself as a Fortune 500 company, a big dog. Like, there's no limits to what I can do. I'll go from renting out venues, packing out venues, 1,000+ people to, hey, one day Jacksonville gonna have to feel like we got to build another convention center because Jacksonville is expanding. She ain't playing. We don't want her to leave the city. Like, that's how I see it. I don't see it as, oh, this is just the end. Like I tell you, I got this saying, the dollar don't stop at Duval. And what I mean by that is, like, expand your territory, expand your network. Like, your talent does not have to end in Jacksonville. Like, you can take your talent and say, hey, I'm going to start, if you want to sell your shop, all right, I'm going to start shop hopping and go, you know, doing pop-ups in different in different cities and stuff like that, offering my services. And there are people who will literally, oh God, such and such coming to Jacksonville. Like, y'all know how these big time influencers, they might do like a big time hairstylist. Like, they'd be like, oh, okay, we on tour, we going to Houston, or we going to Atlanta, we going to Miami. There are people who will literally like follow you and your work just to experience you. And I feel like you said something about like leading in the industry or how you showed up in the industry. My mindset is because I used to be a athlete back in the day in my younger days, you know, I'm still a spring chicken, a young tender, but when I used to run track, I used to always practice with the boys. I never practiced with the girls because I felt like it wasn't a challenge. I always been a person where I love a challenge. Yep. So boys set the pace. So when it came time for me to run against the girls, I set the pace. And I feel like that about entrepreneurship. When it comes to anything that I'm involved in, from the Sweetest Sisters food truck to my event Manifesting Over Mimosas to my nonprofit I'm the Prize, I might be new in this industry. I might be just getting my feet wet, but I guarantee you, I'm going to set the pace. Like, you're going to look at me for inspiration because I'm going to do it just that big every time with $0 in my account. The episode by the end, and we talked about, you know, the sacrifices that you made, and a lot of people don't even know it, but to produce an event on the scale that it's on now, we're headed into year 4 this December. From the very beginning, it was all self-funded before I learned how to ask for help, or I learned that, hey, there are big companies who will put money behind what you're doing because you have an audience that they cannot reach, that they're trying to potentially grab. And once I learned that game, it changed for me. But before starting out, bro, I was on that stage with $0 trying to give the best experience. And you know what came from it was, of course, you got people whose lives have been changed. They got businesses now, they successful business owners. They stepped out on faith to quit their jobs. They made some of the biggest deals that they ever had in their career just by connecting with people from the event, whether it was the same day, months later, weeks later. It's so many good things that come from it. But the other side of that is like the people who not satisfied, or the people who, you know, come and I guess like they have their own vision for what it should have been. And I can't take it personal, but it is kind of hurtful when it's like, bro, I spent my last to give y'all the experience of a lifetime. I'm sorry that you weren't happy, but like, I'm gonna celebrate myself through in and throughout because I know what I sacrificed to make this happen. This is my dream, my vision, and I'm not gonna let one unhappy person or two unhappy people discourage me and make me hate doing what I love, because you ain't gonna run me up out this city.
that part.
And you know, a lot of people get so discouraged, they will literally quit their business or give it all up because of their team, the people who they work with, or the people who, like, the customers, the people who they service, or their mentors, because their mentors aren't really aligned with where they are right now, so they kind of like talk down or against their goals, or you know, just the people around you. Like, you got to block out the outside noise and like continue to see it through, because you're not for everybody. And I had to tell myself that, like, I can't beat myself up about a couple bad days in business or a couple unhappy people, because I'm not for everybody. And I want to position myself to where the only people that show up for me are the people that die hard, want to be a part of what I'm building, and they see the vision just like I see it.
Yep. And just mindset, like you said, I was thinking the same thing. Everybody not for you, Everybody not gonna see what you see. Mm-hmm. So yeah, sorry, like you said, sorry. I'm just gonna keep moving.
Yeah, like you gotta put yourself in the mindset of Beyonce. Like, look at Beyonce. This lady is like the biggest name. She just bought a $200 million house. Like, I don't really know everything about her, but I am a huge fan, but I ain't no diehard stalker. Right. But I do know like receipts from social media of like the brand that she's built. Like, she's a legend, like she's iconic. And I put myself like, yep, I'm like a Jacksonville Beyonce. But but no, seriously, like you have to think, like, there are people in the world who are like dead set on bashing her, discrediting her, not giving her her due flowers, or trying to find flaws in everything she do, or, you know, like just put negative mm-hmm. stuff on everything that she's built, right, to tear her down. When it's like, if she pushing through, if she pushing through and a check still clearing, what you think I'm gonna do?
Exactly.
I'm gonna push through.
Exactly. I definitely agree. I wholeheartedly agree with that. Yeah, we just got to keep going. That's it for me. Like, you know, treat people good. One, like you said, do good business. It's people for me. So doing good business and not letting obstacles bring you to a point where you feel like, you know, you questioning if you want to do your business or not. Make it make sense. Look at your numbers. Look at how you're running your business, mentors, and keep moving. And, you know, knowing when to let go as well. That's a big one for me. Like, sometimes letting go can be your W. Like, that can be your win. Like, that mm-hmm. could be, that
your
could
be like, sometimes.
Yeah, that can be exactly what you needed. Like, I'm letting go of one of my businesses now. It got to make sense. It's not making sense. The numbers ain't numbering. So mm-hmm. we're going to keep moving, and it won't be my first, and it probably won't be my last. Like, I'm going to keep going forward.
Absolutely. That was so inspiring. And talking to you even motivated me, because I've been going through a little funk, but I think I'm going to push through on my whiteboard when I start feeling like defeated, or, you know, just going through like a creative block. I'm going to put push through, because
yeah.
We needed to have this conversation today. And I know if you and I both took a lot from it, I know that the people listening and tuning in will take a lot from it as well. So could you please tell the listeners, before we wrap it up, how to find you on social media and anything that you have coming up that they need to probably be a part of, or specials, or something that they can catch and support you?
Okay, so that's perfect. You guys can find me on Instagram, 901 bae. That's 901 BAE. That's my main platform. You can find all my information, upcoming events. I'll be posting a lot more here coming, because I'm on a little hiatus. So by the time y'all hear this, though, you know, we'll be rocking and rolling. So you can find me on social media, my Instagram there. And yeah, that's pretty much it. My Instagram for right now. I have all my links in my bio, links to my store, links to information about me. Everything is there. Everything is in my bio. And you'll find all events, upcoming events I have for June. I do have something coming. So make sure you stay tuned. Turn on your post notifications for me.
Period. We can't wait to support you. But thank you so much again, Amber, for being a guest on the I'm Aww. A Prize podcast. Y'all make sure, if y'all love the interview, y'all definitely go follow her and support her on her platforms. But also rate and review the show on the Apple Podcast app. And we will see you guys next time.
All right. Thanks for having me.
No problem.